Well, they're coming out of number four, nice and slow. The green is out, and here we go at Elko. 77, Jonathan Island down low. Dick Mergic on the high side, and they're wheel-to-wheel down the backstretch, still side-by-side through three and four, and here comes Jacob Gady on the high side.
And Dick Mergic now making a move as well as he takes over the lead now on the high side. Now second spot, Jonathan Island, though, right alongside is Jacob Gady, the driver from New Germany, Minnesota, now moving into the second spot. Steve Anderson, the 50, another local runner here, does very well. He's in the fourth spot, kind of bunched up near the front of the pack. Not a lot of room to go. Cars like the number 41 of Donnie Reavers. He's stuck back in sixth spot with no place to get up to the front.
Well, I think that high groove is starting to come in a little bit because Nick Mergic passed on the high side to take the lead. And look at that. He's not stuck on the bottom. He's driving that middle groove through the corner.
We got a chance to watch Nick Mergic race last year. We both kind of made the comment he's a driver to watch in the future. I think the future is now. Nick Mergic leads the way right behind him. Jacob Gady, the fast runner, about a half a car length back. Third spot. Now with Steve Anderson in the 50, Donnie Reavers sees some light now, moving to the outside. He runs very well, running to the fourth with about five laps to go in this one. Side by side, getting up front for the lead.
Well, I tell you, a guy who's dropping back to 77 of Jonathan Island, not having a good race. Now we have a challenge for top spot. Here comes Gady down on the bottom, hard charging into corner number one. Again, side by side, Mergic slides up just a bit, and Gady's going to take the lead into corner number three.
Jacob Gady making a nice move there, takes the lead now as we come off the fourth turn, down the front stretch right by it. Now into turn number one, three laps to go. Nick Mergic wants to try and get back on the high side. I don't think he can do it. He's going to try and duck in behind and make up some ground. Jacob Gady showing the way. Nick Mergic right behind, and then not too far behind is the 50 car Steve Anderson and Donnie Reavers. Only a fourth spot, but he is just a wink and a blink behind in fourth spot.
Yep, it's like a freight train down the backstretch. White flag is out. One more lap to go. Jacob Gady is going to take the white flag. Mergic in second. Again, slides up on the track a little bit. He's going to have to stick her down to the bottom when he gets to the main event here tonight. Remember, all these guys are locked into the show, but it looks like Jacob Gady is going to take the checker flag and the win in this fast heat number two.
Jacob Gady set the stage here for a good race here. Coming up a little bit later on this evening, 125 laps, and right now he's going to step into the front. He might be one of the contenders, the drivers to watch as tonight unfolds.
Let's bring in Zach Davids again, number 24, track champion at 994 Raceway, and a guy who's run a lot of these super late model races. What did you think of those fast heat races?
Oh, they went along really well. Jake Gady had the car to beat out of both the fast dashes. His car looked strong. He just walked away with that one.
What do you think of Mergic there? As you saw, he moved his way up into second. He had the lead for a while. He moved up to second, but he wasn't running the very bottom of the track. Does that tell you anything?
Not really. It's just trying to get a feel for how the car feels all over because, I mean, like you guys were saying, they are already locked into the show, so it doesn't matter where they finish. He's just trying to get a general shakedown of the car to see where it feels, no matter where it is on the track.
You know, that could have been the case, too, for the 77 of Jonathan Island. He dropped back, but we don't necessarily know if that's indicative of his car handling well or not. Maybe he just wanted to stay out of trouble.
That could have been, too, but usually when you want to stay out of trouble, you stay towards the front. It looked like his car was a little loose off the corner to where he couldn't get on it all the way.
We'll have to keep our eye on that.